It's been suggested that of the world's great religions, the one Westerners appreciate least is Islam. Although extremists sometimes grab headlines in its name, Islam is a vast religious community encompassing a billion people, a fifth of the human family. Time magazine recently reported that Islam will soon rank as America's second most populous religion, behind, of course, Christianity. Islam is the most recent of the major religions, having emerged 600 years after Jesus. Yet its sacred belief in the supremacy of God is strikingly common to Christianity and Judaism. It's a message that pious, peace-loving Muslims cherish as their path to personal realization. Perhaps the best interpreters of any spiritual tradition are its mystics, for they dwell in the essence itself, the original experience that so often seems to get lost in religious institutions. In this program, we'll hear the reflections of a mystic of Islam, the Sufi master Bawa Muhayyadin. We'll also hear from a remarkable group of Westerners who have embraced Islam for the hidden beauty and the peace they find within it.
It's a tool which we can use to destroy the poisonous entities within us, those bad qualities that seek vengeance, that seek to see other people as different from ourselves. So Islam has been given to us by God as a tool to eliminate these bad qualities and to bring about the good qualities.
You know, I'm constantly in a battle because the qualities of hastiness and arrogance, etc., are very deeply embedded. And if there is success in using the qualities of God in my interactions with people, as well as in my thoughts, if I'm able to go forward using patience, using tolerance, not superimposing projections in the past onto a situation, then I immediately feel inner peace when I'm able to do that. And the situation itself is often transformed. And I've often, and continue to be, amazed at that. Because it's almost as if, I don't know if I really believe it, but if I do it and it happens, then afterward I say, it works. Oh my God, it is a power. It really does work.
The power of goodness, the mysterious ability of patience and peacefulness to disentangle our problems, to unlock the human heart. That's the essence of Islam, as taught through the ages by mystics known as Sufis.